He had seen her for the first time one afternoon when Lothario Tugut told him to deliver a telegram to someone named Lorenzo Dasa, with no known place of residence. He found him in one of the oldest houses on the Park of the Evangels. It was half in ruins, and its interior patio, with weeds in the flower pots and a stone fountain with no water, resembled an abbey cloister. Florentino Arisa heard no human sound as he followed the barefoot maid under the arches of the passageway, where unopened moving cartons and bricklayer's tools lay among leftover lime and stacks of cement bags, for the house was undergoing drastic renovation. At the far end of the patio was a temporary office, where a very fat man, whose curly sideburns grew into his mustache, sat behind a desk taking his siesta. In fact, his name was Lorenzo Dasa, and he was not very well known in the city, because he had arrived less than 2 years before and was not a man with many friends. He received the telegram as if it were the continuation of an ominous dream. Florentino Arisa observed his livid eyes with a kind of official compassion. He observed his uncertain fingers trying to break the seal, the heartfelt fear that he had seen so many times in so many addressees who still could not think about telegrams without connecting them with death. After reading it, he regained his composure. He sighed, "Good news." And he handed Florentino Arisa the obligatory 5 reales, letting him know with a relieved smile that he would not have given them to him if the news had been bad. Then he said goodbye with a handshake, which was not the usual thing to do with the telegraph messenger, and the maid accompanied him to the street door, more to keep an eye on him than to lead the way. They retraced their steps along the arcaded passageway, but this time, Florentino Arisa knew that there was someone else in the house, because the brightness in the patio was filled with the voice of a woman repeating a reading lesson. As he passed the sewing room, he saw through the window an older woman and a young girl sitting very close together on 2 chairs and following the reading in the book that the woman held open on her lap. It seemed a strange sight, the daughter teaching the mother to read. His interpretation was incorrect only in part, because the woman was the aunt, not the mother of the child, although she had raised her as if she were her own. The lesson was not interrupted, but the girl raised her eyes to see who was passing by the window, and that casual glance was the beginning of a cataclysm of love that still had not ended half a century later. All that Florentino Arisa could learn about Lorenzo Dasa was that he had come from San Juan de la Cienega with his only daughter and his unmarried sister soon after the cholera epidemic, and those who saw him disembark had no doubt that he had come to stay, since he brought everything necessary for a well-furnished house. His wife had died when the girl was very young. His sister, named Escolastica, was 40 years old, and she was fulfilling a vow to wear the habit of Saint Francis when she went out on the street and the penitent's rope around her waist when she was at home. The girl was 13 years old and had the same name as her dead mother, Fermina.